Welcome to Ugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia. Today is May the 6th. Am I right, Kevin?
You're correct.
See, Brad usually does this, and I get all confused. Joining me today in the studio is Kevin, as you heard. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing good. I wish the Braves would start winning some games. Anyone in Atlanta. Any Atlanta sports team would just win something.
No doubt.
Brad's with me. He's just running a little late, but he's here taking notes diligently. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good.
I agree with Kevin. We went to the game, when it was Saturday night, I guess.
Oh, man.
It was disappointing.
Yeah.
To say the least.
My son went to the game last night. Same thing.
That was even more.
Yeah. We've got a great show. A little personal show, but we'll talk about that off the air. Joining us today is Dr. Jason Reingold. He is an MD, a cardiologist, Harvard-trained cardiologist. He has an independent practice here in Atlanta, but is affiliated with St. Joe and Northside Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Reingold. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. Thanks for having me on
today. You're welcome. Before we get started, I just kind of want to lay some groundwork. I heard Dr. Reingold speak, well, I've heard him twice, in fact, at that time specifically speaking about heart conditions, heart disease, specifically cholesterol and cholesterol measurement. I think he's going to touch upon that some a little today, but he's going to speak about health in our senior populations, and he is a fascinating, progressive young physician that I hopefully am going to have a relationship with down the road, as bad as that sounds. But we want to welcome you once again and tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, great. As you said, I'm actually as close to an Atlanta native as there is. I've lived here and grew up in Sandy Springs, went to UGA for college and then medical school at Emory, and then I had a great opportunity to travel around and train at some of the best institutions throughout the country, and now I'm back in Atlanta.
And I will add, just so you, if I remember correct, you graduated first in your class at UGA, is that correct?
Yes, thank you.
There's a rare individual.
Yeah, let's continue to embarrass him.
That's right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, and so, you know, today I'm excited to talk about how we can provide personalized care and improve health for our seniors, a topic that I'm really passionate about. And so I'm glad to see that you guys are passionate about that as well.
Well, I know it's going to be a great show, so get right into it.
Well, great. Well, we're really here today because the government has made a huge initiative to make sure that we have much healthier people over the next 20 years. And seniors are the prime target. And as we all know, unfortunately, seniors have a lot of obstacles to optimal care, and they're also the kind of highest-risk people. And so I'm going to talk to you about a program that we designed in my practice that actually focuses on improving the health of seniors.
That's exactly what we want. Good intro. Go right.
Great. So our program is called Senior Wellness, and it's actually funded through the Affordable Care Act. And so whether you're a fan of Obama or the ACA or not, you're paying for the taxes, and so you might as well take advantage of the program. And what's so unique about this program is for Medicare beneficiaries, there's actually no upfront cost, no copay. It's a free service to them that they're paying for. And believe it or not, even with it being free, only 7% of patients are taking advantage of this. So I can hope that we can talk about what are the programs, why aren't people taking advantage, and what can we do to get seniors more access to this program?
That's intriguing right there. 7% of the people that I'm assuming that are exposed to the program, only 7% are participating.
Right. Every senior should be eligible, and yet only a small fraction takes the opportunity.
And Brad, we can bridge this right to last week's show where we had a gentleman who is doing research in memory disorders. and he can't get participants for the research project. It's a real interest. 10%, I think, is what he said.
Right. I mean, this is a, you know, this is a huge problem, and we're hoping that through today's show and other shows, we can help empower seniors that there are programs for them, and all they need to do is find the right doctor to connect with.
Well, tell us about your program.
Great. So as I said, this is a program that is actually funded through the Affordable Care Act. And basically, there are several components. The first component is for anyone who's a new enrollee of Medicare. So I want to make sure anyone who's new to Medicare comes and gets this program. If you're not a new enrollee, then every year you're actually eligible for a kind of smaller version of the program. So again, everyone, whether they're once they're the age of 65, should be coming to a doctor to get what we call this yearly senior wellness. And it's really important to note that this is not your typical exam. This is not the physical exam you get with your doctor. This is not kind of the yearly checkup with your doctor. This is actually a four-component program that's very regulated. And unfortunately, most doctors aren't able to do this in the office.
I'm sorry, you kind of caught me between my thoughts there, but that's all right. That's the way we do this show. I'm going to let Brad jump in here.
Okay. Four components.
There you go.
And it's not typically able to be done in the office by a traditional doctor. So tell us more about
right.
that.
And the sad part is it actually takes an hour to do. And that's why we think that it's not being done in the office. I want you, your listeners, to think about the last time they were at their doctor's appointment and the last time they spent 1 hour just talking one-on-one with their physician.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
And the second problem is that this this program, because it's funded through the Affordable Care Act, there's a lot of regulations, a lot of paperwork, and we all know that doctors don't like doing paperwork. So unfortunately, one of the greatest programs is not being used. And so I'll tell you a little what are some of the programs and why it's so beneficial. Okay. The first thing is we do what's called a health risk assessment. And again, I'd ask your users, how many of them have actually had a health risk assessment? This is something that is actually very personalized. We tailor it. We take into account people who have different communication needs, different cognitive needs, people who have health literacy issues. And we actually go through and make a comprehensive list of what risk factors they have, what conditions they're at risk for, and we design for them a personal intervention plan that will be used for the next 5 years to help them get onto a healthier track.
Can you briefly just give our listening audience an idea of what these risk factors might be?
Great. So we're going to go through your age. We're going to go through your race, your ethnicity, your gender, your fertility, your cognitive status. We're going to talk about depression, stress, anger, social isolation, pain. And again, these are all things that our patients want to talk about. But what happens when you go to the doctor? The doctor starts asking about your blood pressure, your diabetes. There's no time to talk about all these psychosocial issues that are really at the forefront for our seniors.
But what you're talking about are very subjective issues and interpreted that way. The blood pressure, the cholesterol levels, those are very objective. So how do you compensate for this subjectivity?
And that's a great question. We use, again, a lot of risk forms, and we use questionnaires that have been validated. They take time, and that's why, and you don't get paid to do them. So you're right. This is why that most doctors, unfortunately, are not able to offer this service to their seniors. Part of this health risk assessment, we also look at behavioral risk. We look at your physical activity. We look at your nutrition. We look at your, believe it or not, sexual health is very important. We actually look at your motor vehicle safety and your home safety. And again, these are questions that seniors and their families are concerned about. But unfortunately, they're not what get addressed in the 15-minute doctor visit. And that's fair because your doctor's focused on your heart attack. Your doctor's focused on your recent stroke. But we believe that these behavior issues, psychosocial issues, are really what contribute to a senior's longevity and true quality of life. And that's why we're really excited about developing this program that actually addresses the senior's kind of risks that they're thinking about.
So the four components, are these components dictated by the Affordable Care Act?
They actually are. And this is what makes it so hard for most physicians to do. In addition to the health risk assessment, they actually have to do what's called a wellness exam. And you've probably heard of a physical exam where they measure your blood pressure, they listen to your heart, they feel your pulses. This annual wellness, senior wellness visit is a different kind of exam. Here they're going to measure your cognitive function, your fall risk, your ability to complete activities of daily living. Again, these are very hard things that physicians aren't used to doing. So it takes specially trained people and specially trained staff to do this. And it's an investment that not every doctor's office has been able to do. The third component is making a personal prevention plan that focuses on exercise, nutrition. And again, I'll ask your viewers, how many times have you left your doctor's office and they say you need to eat more healthy or you need to do more activity? Well, nobody knows what does that mean. Right. And again, this way, with this program, we're going to give you very specific action items. And the last great thing is that we give you what's called a long-term screening schedule. And so we're actually going to figure out what other benefits you are entitled to as a Medicare recipient. So what other vaccines should you get? What other cardiovascular screening tests do you get? What other testing are you entitled to as a Medicare beneficiary? And we've done about 30 or 40 patients so far, and it's amazing how many of them said, I had no clue I was supposed to get this. Why didn't anyone tell me I should have got this? And so it's really been incredible for us to see how, you know, this program we've been doing for about a month, but we've already touched the lives of you know, so many seniors and their families.
How much of this stuff did you have to develop on your own versus stuff that the government has provided you as a, at least a framework?
Well, what's very interesting is there's a general framework, but like many things with the government, it's not user-friendly. And so what we've done is we've developed in collaboration with a company is a electronic version of this so that we can do it online with the patient. It's cloud-based, and the best thing is they then get a printout. And this is a pretty cool printout. It's actually a folder that the patients take that has all of these components. And we want the patients to go back to their primary care doctors. We want them to go back to their family and review this with them. So we give a whole – it's about a 20 or 30-page packet that goes over very high-level recommendations but also very detailed recommendations. And it's based, again, on different levels of health literacy from the patient to the physician.
You know, it seems to me – and again, we talked a little bit. I come out of the managed care arena many, many years there, I've been, you know, 20, 25 years. I know why – I know what your objective – I know why you're doing this. But the problem is how do you get – it goes right back to where you began this conversation. How do you get people plugged in early enough to affect a difference?
Well, I mean, that's a great question, and that's why I remind your viewers, anyone who's new to Medicare – there's a very comprehensive senior wellness visit we'll do. But even if you miss that, you're still eligible for this every year.
If someone is interested, and typically we're talking about individuals that have long-term relationships with other physicians, how is what you're going to do going to impact or could it impact the relationship with these other physicians?
That's a great question, and it is not our desire at all to break the relationship patients have with primary care doctors. In fact, we supplement that relationship. And as I'll remind your listeners, the first thing we do is we give you all the information to take back to your primary care physician so that they are able to work this action plan with you. And the second thing I'll remind your listeners is that this is not your typical yearly physical exam. We address a lot of the concerns that, unfortunately, primary care physicians don't have time to address. And I encourage your listeners to call their office and say, hey, do you offer a senior wellness program? And if they do, that's great. But if not, come to us. You don't have to be one of my cardiology patients. You don't have to be, you know, seen by one of us. We take basically patients who want to just come in for their senior wellness visit. And again, we encourage and almost demand that they follow up with their primary care doctor to implement, you know, parts of the plan.
Okay. No, go ahead, Ray.
So why are you doing this?
Well, I think there's several reasons. Obviously, for me, my niche is kind of personalized care for seniors. And we think that this is a great service to offer the community. There is also a selfish reason. I'm a new, young doctor. I want to kind of, you know, get a reputation to being able to help and provide personalized care for seniors. What we found is a lot of patients end up getting some diagnoses that concern them about heart disease, and we've already started that relationship. So, again, we find a way for patients to break through that obstacle of saying, I don't have a doctor, I don't know who to come to take care of my heart. And maybe we've had that opportunity to bond with them through this visit.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Okay, so you take them through this program, and obviously you ascertain certain risk factors, certain behavior modifications that should be implemented. Walk us through that. After you've gone through the four steps, then what?
Right.
I mean, so, we got this information. It's no good if we don't act upon the information.
Exactly. So what I like about this software we use, and again, if you talk to patients, if you talk to physicians, everyone hates our current electronic medical record. No one says it works. It's not functional. This software, because it was developed, you know, with a small company by physicians, it's very user-friendly. So we literally give the patient a printout that says you need the following tests. And we decide at that moment, are they going to get those tests at their primary care doctor? Are they going to get it at a cardiologist? Where are they going to get it? So that there's a big action plan. The second thing that they get is, again, a folder that has, you know, literally step by steps. You need to exercise this many minutes per day doing this activity. You need to eat this type of diet, a DASH diet, a Mediterranean diet, a high protein diet. So again, a folder that they take home, because we know most seniors, you know, and most patients, even that are younger, leave the doctor's office confused. And by the end of the day, when they see their family, they kind of forgot a lot of the details. So this way we empower them by giving them a folder with all the printed out information so that they can review it themselves, they can review it with their significant others, review it with their families, and most importantly, review it with their primary care doctor. It's essential that if they already have a primary care doctor, that PCP remains part of the loop.
So having been in the homes of many, many seniors, I can tell you that the typical parking place for that folder is going to be on a large stack on the kitchen table.
That's right.
How do you keep it from going to the stack? How do you keep it out in front of them and actually motivate them to work the plan?
And I'm going to tag on that. It's not that seniors, me, whoever you're talking about, don't want to, but we're overwhelmed with information. Overwhelmed to a point that if it's not simple, we're not going to act on it because I don't have the energy or time to waddle through all the gobbledygook. So that's the challenge.
Well, what's great is Medicare recognizes this. And for the first time, they've developed what are called preventive services. And through our senior wellness program, we identify which services patients are eligible for. So by going through this program, we will find out that Medicare will pay for you to come back to the office and have focused sessions on cardiovascular counseling, on nutrition counseling, on diabetes counseling. So we actually have dedicated protective time to have those discussions in a non-pressured environment.
There's a key.
And that's the key. And nobody, again, nobody knows that they're entitled to these services.
So somehow Medicare is going to compensate you and, well, going to compensate you for a coaching counseling session.
Right. Because unfortunately, otherwise, you have 15 minutes to cover 20 problems.
That's exactly.
Now, through this program, we identify what services Medicare is providing for. It's really sad. The seniors are paying for these services, but they're not getting them. And through the use of our program, we help identify the right we provide the right documentation. We do the right tools to enable seniors to get these services.
And a modern day version of the bedside physician in the home.
This is what we call our patient-centered home, where we're trying to do all the preventive and counseling services. A lot of times, you're right, we don't get there in time, but we still can do secondary and tertiary prevention. So even if a patient's already had a heart attack, there are still things we can do to prevent more complications of that heart attack. And this senior wellness program identifies it, and it allows for us to have subsequent meetings to focus on cardiovascular counseling, nutritional counseling, exercise counseling. So even if they have heart disease, it's not too late for them to participate in a preventive program.
Brad, we have an example. Remember the intake we did 2 weeks ago together, the veteran? I mean, prime guy. I mean, there's a lot of issues going on, but he was diabetic, overweight, many issues. And the VA's been telling him, you need to do this, this, and this, and this. But he just had no idea where to begin.
Well, it's challenging.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not just that. It's you know, as anybody knows, you can go, if you're a golfer, if you're a tennis player, you can go take a lesson. and the first thing that happens is you get worse.
That's true.
And you're asked to change your grip, change your stance, change your swing, whatever the case. So the training is great, but there's got to be a follow-up.
There's a learning curve.
Coaching. Yep. You know, without a coach, they're not going to get through it. And that's exactly what happened with this other case is our caregiver became the coach. And, you know, so this sounds like a terrific program. You know, if I could add one thing to it, it would be some sort of ability to have a wellness coach that is encouraging, pulling, you know, cajoling, getting these people to
That's
actually
a great
do
point.
It.
For many of our seniors, they come with their family. And it's often the family, the children and the grandchildren that push the family. So we always invite any of our seniors' families to come with them, and they will – you know, hopefully take that action plan and maybe keep it a little higher up on the priority list. Right. But you're exactly right. And a lot of times we found the primary care doctors, they're so happy to have this information that they can help execute the plan. And I think there's just so much to get done in a typical what we call annual exam or physical exam that there's no time to even talk prevention. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the current state of medicine right now.
You said it. I mean, primary care physicians, which is, you know, 30 years ago where the industry moved, they now are under the gun to see X number of patients per day or per hour, not to counsel and coach.
Our patients,
just doesn't happen.
These senior wellness visits, we allocate 1 hour. It is unheard of. And it's a financial, you know, risk we take, and we do have to pay. You know, we use resources and we have to pay to get these done, but we think that, you know, if it's the right program for seniors, and the feedback we've had is that it's a great program and it's worth the investment. But you're right, this is something that is not done everywhere. It's not something that most doctors do, and unfortunately it's the patients that suffer.
How many doctors are doing this in the Atlanta area?
That's a great question, and I would encourage your viewers, listeners, to help answer that. I don't know. I know that amongst the people I talk with, nobody's doing this. It doesn't pay as well as, you know, other visits do. It's not meant to, you know, it's not meant to boost revenues, and so, you know, it's hard to answer that.
Not meant to boost revenues directly, but anybody with a little bit of foresight, like you've already mentioned here, will see that it's an investment that should yield dividends to whoever.
Well, we think this is great for the patient-doctor experience. We think a lot of patients want to come and meet the doctor before they kind of pick them, and we think this is a great way to get introduced to the doctor, learn a little about the office, and, you know, a great, really – no liability, no risk, no cost to kind of check out a doctor and check out, you know, if they're serious about prevention.
Well, I can give a statement to that. I heard Dr. Reingold several times and talking about what you do and what you don't do. And if he had not talked about the idea of eliminating or questioning cholesterol scores, I wouldn't have the ability, or I wouldn't be taking the opportunity to meet with you in the next couple of days. I mean, and that's it. Simply because it gave me another resource that I thought was reasonable that was challenging what I considered not to be good information.
And again, it's all about personalized medicine and personalized wellness. And this is one program that, you know, we think it's the best program for seniors that really addresses their personal care and tries to, you know, start separating out the idea that everyone just gets a standard 1 year physical and three what we call sick visits a year.
Yeah.
And so we're really proud of this program. We need the communities to support to keep it going, and we hope, you know, listeners like yours will be motivated and interested in coming to check it out.
Good information. What do you have on the horizon? I mean, if you get this, what would be your vision where this would lead?
Well, I think what's been most interesting, we've done, again, an almost pilot program where we've had probably about 30 people come through. And I think what's been amazing is how much disease we've discovered, unfortunately. Very similar to what's happened with you.
I don't know that it's good.
Yeah. But I think it's, you know, it's still prevention in the sense that, you know, the patients, you know, are not in the hospital getting this discovered. So what's been great is that we've empowered them to identify that they have a disease. They're now more motivated to take medicines, things that they traditionally didn't think they needed. They didn't think they needed to take these cholesterol pills or aspirin or didn't need to exercise. Once I show you what your heart looks like or when we do some of these tests and they come back abnormal, patients become very motivated to change. And that's the most exciting point.
And let's just kind of bridge over there just a little bit. And again, it relates. You said it before we went on the air. It's not what you look like. It's most of it, or a lot of it, I'll say, is genetics. Correct?
Yeah, that's a huge component that I think everyone underestimates. And another exciting program, part of our program, is we spend a lot of time looking at cognitive function and activities of daily living. And I know you guys are well-versed in assessing this, and everyone's in a bit of denial. Everyone's in a bit of denial about, you know, are they having some memory loss? Everyone's in a bit of denial. Are they not able to do as much as they used to? And we do objective testing to help what we think pick up these earliest stages of a little cognitive dysfunction, a little impairment. And I think that that's a huge opportunity for us to help understand why maybe patients are having issues with medicines, getting medicines mixed up, or forgetting appointments. So I think a lot of things that we don't want to admit, that we are getting older, that we are having some forgetfulness, that we can't take care of ourselves as well as we used to, this program will help find that before it presents as, you know, severe Alzheimer's, that at that point there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Right.
This is great, great show. I want to invite you back, and we can develop several different topics, I'm sure. Obviously, you began the show by giving a statement that only 7% people who are being exposed to this are participating. What would you like to see it happen? How do you want to improve that? What do you want to see to happen?
I think we want, first of all, every senior to know about this program, that there's some wellness program that they'd be eligible for. And the second point is that if your primary care doesn't offer this, don't feel guilty if you go to another doctor to seek it out. If you come to us, we're not looking to steal you. You know, I'm a cardiologist who focuses in prevention, but I don't want to be your primary care doctor. I want to work with your private primary care doctor.
And we've been talking about seniors, but let's kind of paint, what does that mean? Who is a senior?
I mean, right.
Is it a 60-year-old? Is it a 50-year-old?
For this program, Medicare specifically defines anyone who's their first year as a Medicare enrollee or over the age of 66. And there are certain people who are younger than 65 or 66 who have some extenuating circumstances. But in general, for children of seniors, if you have a family member who's over the age of 65, generally, if they are Medicare eligible, then this is a great program. We actually check everyone's eligibility before doing this because we don't want you to get a bill. We don't want you to be surprised if there is some kind of fluke. So we'll make sure that you're eligible and won't have any out-of-pocket costs.
So I can see you getting overwhelmed quickly. You know, I mean, we've got only 7% people taking up, but I also heard you say you're not aware of another doctor that's doing it in Atlanta. There probably is, but you're not aware.
Yeah,
of it.
I think other people are probably, you know, developing their own tools, and the tools that we work with, it's not, you know, not many people in Atlanta are using the tool we do.
So the question is, as the population begins to become aware of this and take advantage of it, I could see capacity being stretched almost immediately. So how do you get to the next step with an ability to handle more patients?
Well, I think there's a great baseball quote, you know, if you build it, they will come. So we started the program, and you know, I challenge your listeners to do that. We built it. Let's see people come. We will. You know, it's always easy to get more people. It's always hardest to get those first adapters and those early adapters. So I challenge your listeners to be the early adapters. Come see how it is, and if it's something you enjoy, we definitely would appreciate your help in spreading the word. Excellent. But we're working with other doctors to teach them, and if any of your listeners are primary care doctors or other doctors who have a focus on prevention, get in touch with me, and we'll help figure out how we can develop this program for your practice.
Very good.
Great information. Let's see if you can wrap this up in one statement. What piece of advice might you give a listener who's heard this broadcast and is pondering, has some questions in their mind? What piece of advice might you give them?
You need to get a personalized senior wellness visit. So it's as easy as that. There's absolutely no reason to discuss or debate it. It's no risk, no upfront costs. I don't know why people aren't out. You know, you're right. I don't know why people aren't lining up the door to get it.
And basically what you're saying is preventive action, proactive action, and get out of the denial basis. And we're all there.
Right.
I mean, we all are.
Well, and again, I mean, to go back to the training and coaching analogy, everybody can get better. You know, nobody's perfect, and you know, you take the best ball player out there,
right,
and they benefit right from coaching. They benefit from an analysis and an assessment, and this is the same thing. So even people that are really healthy, or think they're healthy,
that's right.
Can benefit.
And you're paying for the service. I guess we're actually paying for the service, so you might as well take advantage and put it to good use.
Right.
Great show, good information. Thank you for being our guest. I know we struggled making this happen, but I'm thankful that you're here.
Well, I hope we can help educate and inform our seniors.
I hope so too. Tell us, obviously, hopefully you've spurred the interest. How can those individuals get in touch with you?
Well, great. There's two ways. The first way, if they want to call the office, they can make an appointment. Just ask for a senior wellness appointment, 404-296-1130. It's Atlanta Cardiology and Primary Care. I also have a fledgling website that I'm working to develop, and it's Dr. Jason Reingold, drjasonreingold.com, and there'll be information with the numbers and a way to email if you have any general questions.
Dr. Reingold, again, I thank you for being our guest, and I do once again want to invite you back so we can develop other topics, and I look forward to seeing you in the future.
Great. Hope everyone has a great day and stay out of the warm weather. Drink plenty of water.
This is going to be good weather. Thank you. That's it for today. Boy, what a great show. We want to remind our listeners that they can always hear a rebroadcast of today's show at eugeriaradio.com. And as we always do, we want to close in saying, if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.